Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. I hope I've encouraged you this week as you think about the issue of Jesus prayed for all of his followers to be united, and yet we look at the landscape today of all the different churches and denominations. Some people will say there's 33,000 different denominations. It can be discouraging. It can make you think, well, why isn't there more unity in the church? I hope I've helped you think through that issue. We're going to continue that today. I would also like to encourage you to attend a church. I think that we are called to be united, and being united doesn't mean that we get rid of all of our denominations and get and pretend that we have no differences and, you know, just all hold hands. That's not, I don't think, what Jesus means by being united. I think we're going to have differences at times. But being united, I think, does mean that we've got to actually join with other Christians. We can't just say, well, I worship God on my own at home. Well, yes, you can do that, and I hope you worship God at home on your own, but you're also called to be part of Christ's body, the church, which we see in local congregations, people that come together to, yes, we all have messes. Yes, we all have problems. Some of us get angry at times. Some of us don't forgive as quickly as we should. Some of us, have all kinds of issues. And when you get sinful people in a room together, you're going to have problems at times. But this is where Jesus steps in and says, meet together so that you can learn how to live as my body, how you can learn to live in unity, how you can learn to work through those issues that come up, how you can be encouraging to one another in the faith. And so I always like to encourage you to find a church that you can attend where you can be encouraged from God's word and where you're part of a family of people seeking to follow Christ. You can't really grow and learn all that God wants to teach you by yourself. Just part of the lessons we learn are come out of those bumps and frictions we have when we're relating to other people who are also trying to grow to be like Christ. So if you don't have a church you know of you can attend and you're anywhere near us and would like to visit us, we would love to have you at Fairfax First Baptist Church for our 11 o'clock service. And also, I am at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray for the 9 o'clock service. If you have any questions, the number to call is 943-8237. That's 943-8237. Well, I've talked about some ways to think about this issue, why so many denominations. Number one, there aren't 33,000 different denominations. There are actually a few hundred. Number two, no matter how many different denominations there is one body, there is one Lord, one Savior, one Spirit. That's how God tells us in His Word. Yes, we might meet in different places. Denominations are more a way of managing differences of opinion on what we would call secondary issues. On the most important issues, who is Jesus, how are we saved, we're united. On some secondary issues, in order to keep things moving along smoothly and not dwell on our disagreements, we worship in different places, but we still are brothers and sisters in Christ. We still seek to love one another. We view ourselves as part of one body. There is only one body of Christ on earth, one church. Third, there are people who are not Christians who can be part of disputes and conflicts. Fourth, even those of us who are Christians can still sometimes fall into pride and maybe desire things or put too much importance on things that aren't that important. We all need to grow to be more like Christ, and sometimes our immaturity will cause friction and division. That's true, and that's always going to be true as God is working to grow us, so also He's working to grow His church into greater unity, and we should all pursue and pray for greater unity in the church. The fact that we're not there yet in perfection does not mean that we can't trust the Bible or trust that Christianity is true. Fifth, there are times where there are disagreements between godly Christian people, and we fail to work it out, and God uses it to grow the kingdom more. We go our different ways, and the kingdom grows as a result. Maybe now there are two churches instead of one. And as long as we have a spirit of praying for one another and viewing ourselves as part of the same body, we can say, you know what, we can't agree on this issue. Let's just go our separate ways, but God bless you. So these are all different ways of looking at disagreements, and all the denominations have a historical background. You may not know the history behind it, but if you study church history, you learn where all the different denominations came. They all came from some kind of difference at some point in history, but that's not necessarily bad. God can use those disagreements and those splits to grow the kingdom in a greater way. We can still be united in spirit. Sometimes there are false teachers, and sometimes we need to separate from false teachers. When Jesus prayed for complete unity in John 17, he wasn't saying be completely united with false teachers. Instead, Jesus said in Matthew 7:15, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." So there is a sense in which we need to look out for those maybe who aren't in agreement on the essentials of the faith. And we need to separate ourselves, not because we don't like them, not because we wish them harm. No, we love even our enemies. But we have to be clear about what it is a Christian believes. And a Christian believes that Jesus Christ is God, Jesus Christ is Lord, salvation is through faith in him. These are examples of the essentials of the faith, and we can't compromise on those essentials. And Jesus taught us that. For instance, I think of Jehovah's Witnesses. I love them. I want them to know what the Bible teaches. I want them to know the true way of salvation. But they say that Jesus Christ is not God. They say Jesus Christ is actually an angel named Michael. They say that salvation is only through joining the Jehovah's Witnesses and being baptized into their church after passing a series of tests on knowledge in which you have to express complete agreement with many incorrect interpretations of the Bible. So no, I can't say that I'm in unity with them because they're teaching a different gospel message. They would say the same thing about me. No, we're not united. We can still love each other, be friendly to each other, be kind to each other, but I wouldn't view ourselves as part of the same church the way I would a Methodist or Lutheran or Presbyterian. In fact, there are many differences even among Baptists where at times I feel like I'm closer theologically to a Presbyterian than I am to others among the Baptist church. But the idea here is that we're all brothers and sisters of Christ, but sometimes you can cross a line where now you're teaching a different gospel. Jehovah's Witnesses will say that you should join us because we have complete unity. They're an example of someone who will tell you, you can't trust all these Christian churches because there's so many thousands of denominations. We have complete unity. Well, that's actually not true. I talked about the 33,000 denominations according to the World Christian Encyclopedia. They list 229 different denominations of Jehovah's Witnesses. Now, there is one Jehovah's Witness that's united under the Watchtower Tract Society, but basically anyone who disagrees, who's a Jehovah's Witness who disagrees with the Watchtower Tract Society, they're expelled, and they become a separate church, and they are counted as a separate denomination. And so Jehovah's Witnesses can say, we have complete unity. Well, yeah, because by definition, you only accept as Jehovah's Witnesses those who have complete agreement with you. Any church could say that. I could say that there's complete unity at Fairfax First Baptist because everyone who agrees with us agrees with us. But that's meaningless. That's basically what Jehovah's Witnesses are saying, is everyone who completely agrees with every single point of doctrine is united with our church. But that's not an argument for becoming a Jehovah's Witness. I think that the Christian denominational model reflects a much greater or higher example of unity. Sure, we have different denominations. Sure, we have different beliefs about some secondary issues. But we manage those beliefs not by shunning each other, not by saying we don't want to have anything to do with you. We say, hey, we're one in Christ. We're one body. We're one family. We're one church. And we're brothers and sisters in Christ, but in order to manage some conflict, we choose to worship in different places. And that's what I think church unity really should be about. Do we need to improve in that area? Yes. Is it a reason for questioning the Bible? No. I hope this has been an encouragement for you this week. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.